Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now and 61 degrees. A man is dead after a crash in West Wichita Thursday afternoon at First and Ridge. Police say a motorcycle hit the back of a pickup truck. The motorcyclist, a 54-year-old Wichita man, was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators say speed may have played a part or a factor in the crash. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted in connection with a Russia election interference probe.
Comey becomes the first former high-ranking government official to have charges linked to the probe alleging Russia tried to rig the 2016 election. Comey is charged with obstruction and making false statements. President Trump last week pushed for the Justice Department to move forward with an indictment against Comey, demanding in a Truth Social post that justice be served now. Comey was FBI director when the Russia investigation was opened. He was fired just a few months into the first Trump term. Critics of the president worry this is a sign of how the president will use the DOJ to prosecute political enemies. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Congress nears a government funding deadline.
Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on the Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria says the Senate should bypass the 60-vote threshold needed to break the filibuster on a Republican plan to keep the government open.
Why should Chuck Schumer determine and negotiate what happens to the American people when we have the majority?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants certain health care provisions attached to the package to get votes from Democrats. Republicans argue those issues should be dealt with separately. The government funding deadline is September 30th. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Leaders in Sedgwick County are expressing concerns about how the state will fund the Community Corrections Act in 2026. The CCA plays a crucial role in reducing prison overcrowding by providing alternatives to incarceration. Currently, Sedgwick County is projected to lose over $2 million in CCA funding next year. County leaders warn that if this occurs, it will lead to an increase in safety risks for the community. Sheriff Jeff Easter says,
the practice of sending parolees to Wichita when we have our own issues and these parolees are committing more crimes in our community is not something that we appreciate. It needs to stop.
CCA services include helping incarcerated people with rehabilitation services and keeping them off the streets. A 17-year-old from Lincoln died from his injuries in a crash Thursday morning on K-14 Highway in Mitchell County. That's in northeast Kansas. The Highway Patrol reports the driver of a minivan lost control. The vehicle crossed the center line and struck a semi-truck. Both vehicles went into a ditch and caught fire. KHP identified the teen killed in the crash as Austin Serene Jablonski. He was driving the minivan. KHP report did not list any passengers in the vehicle. The semi-driver was not seriously injured. TikTok is saved. President Trump and his Chinese counterpart have signed off on a deal putting the popular app in U.S. control.
The agreement implemented by President Trump would give a majority of TikTok's ownership to a group of American investors run by a board committed to protecting data and national security.
It's going to be as secure as you can be because of the ownership and the people. And they have a big investment. You know, it's to their advantage to make sure it's good and safe.
Under the deal, TikTok is valued at about $14 billion. Last year, Congress passed a law shutting down TikTok in the U.S. unless its Chinese-controlled owner, ByteDance, divested. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. September is Suicide Prevention Month. More than 49,000 people took their own lives in the United States last year. Maggie Thompson is a crisis manager at ComCare of Sedgwick County.
Here in Sedgwick County, in 2023, we had about 92 completed suicides. And in 2024, that went up to over 100. We're still looking at aggregate data, but it's about 108 completed suicides just in Sedgwick County alone.
And if you're thinking about suicide, you can get immediate help by calling 988. Maggie Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, 8 a.m. Sunday morning on KNSS. There is a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com. In separate postings on the Truth Social, President Trump announced new tariffs Thursday night, but not specific countries.
The newly announced tariffs concern specific products. The president announcing that starting October 1st, there will be a 100% charge on any pharmaceutical product, unless a company is building its pharmaceutical plant in the U.S. In that case, there will be no tariffs. Mr. Trump also announced a 50% charge on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and associated products, as well as a 30% fee on unupholstered furniture being imported into the country. The Supreme Court will hear challenges to the president's authority to impose tariffs on November 5th. President Trump has imposed the tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
An Alabama man convicted of killing a woman at a gas station in 1997 has been put to death despite opposition from the victim's family.
Jeffrey Todd West apologized to the family of Margaret Berry and her son Will Berry, urged Alabama's governor to commute West's sentence to life in prison. He said taking another life will not help his family. Will Berry also said, "I forgive him, and so does my dad. We don't want him to die." But Governor Kay Ivey let the execution go forward. West was put to death by use of nitrogen gas. Witnesses say his eyes were open, and he appeared to foam at the mouth, gasped, and struggled for breath before expiring. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Several suspects are facing charges after a brazen smash and grab at a California jewelry store.
Video of a chaotic robbery targeting a San Francisco area jewelry store has gone viral. It shows dozens of masked people barreling into Heller Jewelers wearing masks, swinging pickaxes, and packing handguns Monday. The thieves smashed the glass cases and helped themselves. The shop's door automatically locked, but they shot it open and managed to escape into waiting vehicles. San Ramon police say they were able to track the cars from above and make several arrests. More could be coming. Heller Jewelers has its express gratitude for those expressing online support. The store plans to reopen Saturday. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions this morning in Wichita looking very good. Not really seeing problems out there just yet. Some heavy traffic in some of the places you would expect. Right around the Spirit Aero Systems area, 47th Street South, K-15. MacArthur and Oliver. Just some heavy traffic around those areas. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off your Friday on the cool and quiet side, but get ready for another warm afternoon, a high of 83 with those sunny skies. Winds light from the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll see another cool and quiet night tonight. Temperatures falling back into the upper 50s before enjoying some more warmer weather heading into your weekend. Mostly sunny, a high of 85 for your Saturday as well as for your Sunday. Overall dry and warm forecast heading into next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Haley Wilhite.
Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:12, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock, Steve and Ted in the morning here on September 26th. Steve and Ted Show number 7022.
Yay!
Good morning, Ted.
Hello!
Sunny day across South Central Kansas Thursday. Wichita's high temperature was 83 degrees, a normal high for the date, 80. And it was on this date in 1942, a trace of snow was observed in Wichita. And this is the earliest snowfall on record for the city. 1942 on September 26th.
Well, we're certainly not dealing with that.
Nope, not even close to that. On this date 65 years ago, in 1960, the first televised presidential debate took place in Chicago between John F. Kennedy and a sweaty Richard Nixon. And I remember watching that on television. It was in black and white in those days. That's all we had at our house. We didn't have color yet. And I can remember they were talking about Quemoy and Matsu, which apparently were a couple of little islands near China or Formosa that were in dispute, and they were off, and they were asked what they were going to do about it. And of course, I had no idea what they were talking about, but I got to see them. And I didn't make no judgment about either one of them because I couldn't vote, so I didn't care. I just wait for the cartoons to come on, you know? Anyway, that's 1960.
Yeah, of course, people that watched that thought clearly that Kennedy won. People that listened to it on the radio thought clearly that Nixon won. And that's a really good indication of how television has changed everything we do.
Everything.
Everything is now a visual medium, and people make their decisions based on what they see on television.
No, they do. Setting this record straight on the escalator story, President Trump broke from his prepared remarks at the United Nations Tuesday to bemoan an inoperable escalator and a defective teleprompter, using the incidents to portray the global body as dysfunctional. Quote, all I got from the United Nations was an escalator that, on the way up, stopped right in the middle, Trump said. Turns out the cause was closer to Trump. Stephanie Dujarric, the UN spokesperson, said a videographer from the U.S. delegation who ran ahead of him triggered the stop mechanism at the top of the escalator by accident. And apparently, from what I heard, Trump's people were running the teleprompter. So it's always somebody to blame for things, Ted. You know that? You know what? I'd like to have a brand new diamond for my wife. I think I'll go to Arkansas.
Might as well go to Arkansas. That's where it's happening, baby.
An Oklahoma family celebrating a birthday at Arkansas Crater of Diamond State Park discovered a brown diamond weighing in at 2.79 carats. Renee Madison said she and her family traveled to the park from Cookston, Oklahoma for her nephew's birthday and brought along a beach digging kit, sand sifting tools they brought from a dollar store, took the stone to the park's Diamond Discovery Center where experts confirmed it was a 2.79 carat brown diamond. Saw a photo of it. It's pretty ugly. I don't know if they got a way to polish it up. Put it on a big old ring. Okay. Steve at 10 in the morning here, and coming up this weekend, it's Open Streets ICT.
Oh, yeah.
Douglas, it's happening this Sunday.
2 days out.
From 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., free community event. It opens up 3 miles of Douglas Avenue. No vehicle traffic from Grove to Glen. And they close it to motorized traffic for walking, biking, skating, and socializing. And they have 5 activity hubs with live music, family activities, and more. Food trucks, street vendors, performers along the route. And you can visit openstreetsict.com for details. And Ted Woodward and I will be on the scene between 2 and 4.
How about that?
Sunday afternoon. They know where we're going to be? Or do we know where we're
going to
be?
I think we know where we're going to be.
Close to East High School?
Yeah, they put us at the edges of this event. Put us at the east edge of the event.
Well, we should have a good time.
Yeah, we will.
Everyone will have a good time. The weather's going to be nice.
Oh, man.
High's going to be in about 83 or 4.
It's going to be so nice.
It's going to be a great day. 6:17 now, Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, big football weekend on tap. And, of course, the end of the weekend will feature the Kansas City Chiefs. Their home game at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. You go into this season, you figure these are two of the elite teams in the conference, but somebody's probably going to end up 1-3 after this game. The Ravens and the Chiefs both are 1-2, struggling a bit here at the beginning of the season. Even though the Ravens lead the league, averaging 37 points a game, and they are but they allow a ton of yards on defense, so they're 1-2.
They look like they can put the ball up there, yeah.
Pat Mahomes, quarterback for the Chiefs, has never lost to the Ravens at Arrowhead Stadium, 3-0. The Chiefs have kind of had Baltimore's number. They've won 6 of their last 7 against the Ravens. And yet, Vegas doesn't believe it. Vegas has the Chiefs as a 2.5-point underdog at home at Arrowhead. So we'll see what happens on Sunday afternoon. Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs Radio Network pregame coverage begins at 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The game will kick off at 3:25 p.m. Sunday. And that is right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And don't forget, 2 hours from now, we'll have our live Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis from the Kansas City Chiefs. And he'll preview Chiefs-Ravens game and somehow relate this game to Shocker football. So we'll look forward to having Mitch on in the 8 o'clock hour.
Always fun.
Make sure you are here for that. All right, we got college football here in the state as well. KU and K-State both at home tomorrow. Both kicking off at the same time early. Both kicking off at 11 a.m. Up in Manhattan, it's Kansas State after a week off taking on undefeated Central Florida. Comes in 3-0. But all those three wins are at home. This is the road opener for the Knights. As K-State, of course, coming off back-to-back losses, a 1-3 start. Probably want to get back on the field after those 2 weeks. All right, K-State is a 6.5-point favorite on home field against undefeated UCF tomorrow. Live pregame coverage for the Kansas State Wildcats at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The game will kick off at 11 a.m. in Manhattan, and that is on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. So tune in for that. And in Lawrence, it's Kansas off to a 3-1 start, hosting Cincinnati. Cincinnati is making its first visit to Lawrence in 30 years. KU is 3-0 on home turf so far this season, and 1-0 in the conference. KU is a 4.5-point favorite on home turf to beat Cincinnati. That'll kick off at 11 a.m. tomorrow in Lawrence, and it'll be nationally televised on TNT. Pittsburgh State is ranked 10th in the nation. The Gorillas are coming off back-to-back wins on the road at Emporia State at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Fort Hays State is ranked 22nd in the nation. At home tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, hosting Missouri Western. Friends University is now ranked 7th in the nation.
Wow.
Off to that 4-0 start. And they're hosting Evangel, a team that has not lost on the road this season. That'll be at 6 o'clock kickoff tomorrow evening on the west side of town. Friends University leads the nation in sacks, 500 rushing yards per game, and also leading the nation averaging 64 points a game.
Thanks.
There you go. Check out your friends Falcons, ranked 7th in the nation tomorrow night on the west side. Southwestern is ranked 17th in the nation. The Mound Builders are off to a 3-1 start, hosting Bethany tomorrow evening. JUCO football, Butler Community College is ranked 9th in the nation now in the top 10, off to a 3-0 start. Butler is at Coffeyville. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of Butler Grizzlies football at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and that is right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Big weekend for high school football. We hit week 4. You know, after tonight, we'll be halfway through the regular season for high school football already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some big ones tonight. How about here in the City League? Wichita Northwest visiting Cape and Mount Carmel at Stryker Stadium tonight. Both teams are 3-0 on the season.
That'll be a good one.
Andale is undefeated, visiting Wichita Collegiate tonight. Andale leads the state, averaging 78 points a game. You've got Derby visiting undefeated Mays tonight in a good matchup. Undefeated Chaparral is hosting Pratt. Undefeated Haven hosting 2-1 Douglas. And so there's some of your... And you've got Sterling at Ellenwood. Both those teams are undefeated. And Cunningham is off to a 3-0 start on the road at Mineola. And Mineola's an 8-man school. Cunningham's a 6-man school, but Cunningham's beefing up to play an 8-man game tonight.
Okay.
So we'll see how that goes. Cunningham is undefeated. And if you want to know all about what's going on the high school games, you can tune in tomorrow morning to the High School Football Scoreboard Show. It's at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning. We're on KFH. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals win last night in Los Angeles, beat the last place Angels 9-4. The Royals take 2 out of 3 in that series. The Royals now with a winning record at 79-78. And the Royals will finish up the season with three games in beautiful Sacramento, taking on the Athletics tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. And those games are all over on KFH to wrap up the season for the Royals. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. And Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring the Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza with an Alfredo garlic sauce base topped with chicken, bacon, mozzarella, and Cajun seasoning and drizzled in ranch. The Cajun Bacon Ranch Pizza is now available in a lunch or a full size at WBC. Pizza and beer made here.
And your, coming up, we've got Dr. Sanjay Gupta. And he's got a question. Are you feeling burned out with your spouse?
Okay.
Dr. Gupta, coming up. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS.
Nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 here on this Friday morning, 58 degrees. Former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted on two counts, accused of making false statements when testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2020. Comey responded to this move from a grand jury in a post on Instagram, saying that he understands the price he has to pay for standing up to President Trump.
My heart is broken for the Department of Justice, but I have great confidence in the federal judicial system, and I'm innocent. So let's have a trial and keep the faith.
President Trump had turned up the pressure on Attorney General Pam Bondi, urging her to advance charges against Comey.
A man who pleaded no contest last month on multiple charges, including rape of a child, has been sentenced to more than 16 years in prison. Jaime Torres Cordero was sentenced yesterday in Sedgwick County District Court. His prison time will be followed by lifetime post-release supervision. He will have to register as a sex offender. The crimes involved a victim who was younger than 14 years old when the abuse began, continuing during a six-year period.
Arrests were made after an anti-ICE protest in Oregon, as President Trump targets groups he accuses of causing the violence. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
Police say approximately 60 people, including many wearing black clothing, gas masks, helmets, and protected eyewear, gathered outside of the federal building in Eugene, Oregon, Tuesday night during protests. Officers say some of them threw objects at federal agents. Today, police announced two guys were arrested and charged, including a 19-year-old for allegedly painting protest graffiti on the Ferry Street Bridge. Following all the protest-related violence nationwide, President Trump signed an executive order designating Antifa as a domestic terrorist organization. The move will help federal authorities dismantle groups supporting political violence.
The president also signed a separate order directing his administration to investigate funding sources for left-wing groups allegedly causing the violence.
A new strain of COVID is on the loose, and if you have a cough that won't quit, this may be to blame.
The XFG variant, a.k.a. Stratus, was first detected in Southeast Asia in the beginning of the year. Now it's in more than three dozen countries and has been found in several states, including New York, North Dakota, Michigan, and Vermont. Medical officials at Stony Brook University in New York say it's associated with a fever over 103 degrees, brain fog, shortness of breath, body aches, loss of appetite, and a dry, persistent cough. Stony Brook medical officials also say the Stratus strains mutated in a way that makes it easier to attack the immune system compared to the previous Nimbus strain, which was described as causing severe razor blade sore throat symptoms. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
September is Suicide Prevention Month. More than 49,000 people took their own lives in the United States last year. Maggie Thompson, crisis manager at ComCare of Sedgwick County, tells KNSS News what's behind suicide rates.
Things that are happening politically, socially, those kind of things can add to it. We've seen over the last couple years some spikes in suicide rates for kids in middle school. So that's super unfortunate. But, you know, this is also during a time when they're working on active school shooter drills and things like that. So stress is very high. And we've also seen an increase in our retirement age people in completed suicides.
Maggie Thompson is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025, 8 a.m. Sunday on KNSS. There is a podcast on our webpage, knssradio.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Now the forecast with Storm Peev 12 meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
From Storm Team 12, we're kicking off your Friday on the cool and quiet side, but get ready for another warm afternoon, a high of 83 with those sunny skies. Winds light from the south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. We'll see another cool and quiet night tonight. Temperatures falling back into the upper 50s before enjoying some more warmer weather heading into your weekend. Mostly sunny, a high of 85 for your Saturday as well as for your Sunday. Overall dry and warm forecast heading into next week. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Halen Wilhite.
Now clear skies, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour, 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:35 here on this Friday morning and September 26th, and it was on this date 63 years ago, 1962, a popular TV sitcom signed on for the first time. Can you guess, Ted? 1962, debuted on CBS.
The Flintstones.
Nope. It was the number one show on TV during its first two seasons.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
You got it. You win. Granny, Jed, and Ellie Mae are all dead, but Jethro is still with us. Max Baer is 86 years old. The Beverly Hillbillies. We watched that at our house. Very entertaining. It was just, I don't know, it was making fun of poor people or of rich people, one or the other. But
Either way, I think it worked. Especially rich people.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they've got the oil, and they've got the money, and they move out to Beverly, and they've got this giant cement pond. They don't know what to do with that. I guess they've been fishing on it. I don't remember. And they had a billiard table. They thought that was a fancy eating table with the fancy pot passers, which were two pool cues.
Yep. And of course, they had the Mr. Drysdale, the banker that kissed... He was constantly to try to keep in good favor with them.
Keep that money in his bank.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what was his assistant's name?
Miss Hathaway.
Another great character actress. What was her name? Oh gosh, I thought you'd have that on the top of your head.
You would think.
Yeah,
I would.
She was in a couple of sitcoms. We'll get that up here in a minute. But it was a great TV series.
And of course, there's somewhat of a KNSS connection to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah.
Our former coworker Bernie Cook went on a date with actress Donna Douglas. Not Donna Douglas.
Ellie Mae?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that Donna Douglas?
Is it?
I think it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So you're like, yeah, right. And then like a week later, he came and he has an 8x10 black and white of him on a blanket on a grassy field having a picnic date with Donna Douglas.
He had proof.
I would love to have that picture.
Oh, Bernie.
Have a copy of that picture. I thought maybe he had posted it online before he passed, but I don't think he did.
Oh.
I was like, God, that's one of the great pictures I've ever seen all time. Bernie Cook.
Bernie worked with
on a date with Donna Douglas.
He worked with us just a couple of years, but wow, they didn't come any finer. He was a fine guy.
Yep, we miss him.
We do. 6:38, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and we're going to be checking in with our good friend Tom Loeffler here in just a moment. But again, that was 63 years ago, the Beverly Hillbillies, and they had that truck with the granny sitting up in the rocking chair
sitting
in the back.
Up in the back, yeah. Yeah. And they moved to Beverly.
Beverly. And he's out, he's looking, he's trying to shoot game, and he shoots a hole in the ground, and oil comes out.
Yes. As explained in the opening theme song, which is how all TV shows
was that
be.
Flatt and Scruggs that did that?
Yeah.
I think it was, yeah. Great show.
Explain the whole premise right there in the theme song.
All right, let's take a look at KNSS Commodities Update this morning with Mr. Tom Loeffler. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Thursday, the entire cattle complex gave back all of the gains that were made on Monday and Tuesday. They did bounce off their session lows, but still closed with triple-digit losses. The September feeders expired yesterday at the price of $365.42. Cash cattle trade is lower than last week, and the USDA said there will be no plans to pay beef producers, but they will focus on other ways of helping. Lean hog futures traded mixed yesterday and closed positive. On close, December live cattle down $2.52. October feeders down $5.57, and December lean hogs were 50 cents higher at $88.62. Now, there were some two-sided trading Thursday in the wheat, corn, and soybean futures, but the closes were all positive except for the soybean meal. Short covering was the main focus behind yesterday's buying, and trading overnight has been mostly lower for the grains. At the moment, December KC wheat down 2.25 at $5.10. December corn down a half a penny at $4.25 and a quarter. November soybeans down a penny and a half at $10.10 and three quarters. November crude oil 4 cents lower at $64.94. December gold $11.40 higher at $3,782. December S&P 3.25 points higher at $6,663. December dollar index 7 cents lower at $98.14. And December Dow Jones futures are up 53 points at $46,320. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
What kind of a trading week have you had this week so far?
Well, it's been an interesting one, especially in the cattle market. We've seen a lot of ups and downs in the cattle. The grain markets have been really pretty quiet this week.
So what's affecting that? Why would the cattle market be kind of up and down then, huh?
Well, part of it was, you know, Sunday we found out that Mexico had a screw worm that was only 70 miles south of our border.
That's right.
That got the market all excited. Then there was talk coming out of Washington about having a program that would pay the cattlemen to retain heifers for the cow herd. That's been played down now. There's been so many rumors floating around about different things. It's kind of gave the cattle market a lot of up and down this week, and now we've got lower cash, and that's helped pull the market even lower.
All right. Does that mean our ribeye is going to go down to $4 or something for a pound?
No, but that's wishful thinking.
I know. That's what I'm all about. All right. Thank you, Tom. We'll check with you again Monday morning. Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities coming up. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. One of the feds. That's as much as I got of it.
Oh, promise. That's it. Okay.
One of the feds,
well,
something.
That's quite a tease.
Something.
Now I'm intrigued.
And then something after that. That's coming up. Even better in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Football Sunday, Kansas City Chiefs host the Baltimore Ravens.
Two.
Former Attorney General James Comey indicted for allegedly lying to Congress.
One.
A man is dead after driving his motorcycle into the back of a pickup in West Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
As the traffic volumes increase, you'll want to watch out for a stalled-out vehicle. This is northbound on I-235. It's pretty close to Kellogg. That gets busy this time of morning, so watch out for that. Again, northbound I-235, just north of Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
We have a nice weekend shaping up weather-wise. It'll be sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Then on Saturday, sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Sunday, more of the same. Sunny with a high of 85. Now a clear sky, southeast wind at 3 miles per hour. 58 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. ChatGPT is testing a new feature to bring you the top stories in the morning.
Fox on Chat. OpenAI wants you to wake up with ChatGPT. The artificial intelligence is now launching a new feature inside the latest version of ChatGPT called Pulse, and it is intended to get you informed as soon as you wake up in the morning. The AI will be working while you sleep to gather information on stories you normally find interesting and then compile a digest, something for you to easily read first thing in the morning. Unlike the current mode of using AI in which the chatbot responds to questions or queries from the user, ChatGPT Pulse will be working on its own, independently, to provide a product for the user. OpenAI says it's part of a shift in how users interact with artificial intelligence as they begin to treat the tech as an agent that makes decisions for them. Pulse is rolling out to upper-tier ChatGPT subscribers, but will eventually be available to more users. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Stocks ended down on Wall Street Thursday.
Stocks falling for a third straight session, the first time that has occurred since the end of March as tech stocks retreat and as investors worry that stronger than expected employment and growth data will reduce the chances of further interest rate cuts from the Fed. The gross domestic product has been revised higher at 3.8% in the second quarter, a sign that the economy rebounded in the spring. Shares of Intel rose over 8% after jumping more than 6% on Wednesday. The chipmaker has reportedly approached Apple asking for an investment. The Dow winners, IBM, Apple, and Chevron. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Salesforce, and Caterpillar. The Dow falling 174 points. The Nasdaq lower by 113. S&P 500 down 33. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
One of the Fed's toughest jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, with us this morning to tell us what that job is. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, before inflation hit everyday necessities like groceries, gas, and housing, you probably didn't concern yourself a whole bunch with the Fed and what it does. The dollars in your wallet just don't stretch quite as far as they used to, and that's where the Federal Reserve, or the Fed, comes in. The Fed's main job is to keep the economy running smoothly, and one of the biggest responsibilities is controlling inflation. It does this mostly through setting interest rates. When prices are climbing faster than wages, the Fed raises interest rates. That makes borrowing more expensive. When borrowing costs more, people and businesses tend to spend a little bit less. That cools down the demand and can pull down prices. On the flip side, if the economy slows too much and unemployment starts rising, the Fed can cut interest rates. That makes loans cheaper and encourages more borrowing and spending and investment. The Fed essentially adjusts the temperature to keep things from getting too hot or too cold. These moves affect us in very real ways. The Fed hikes rates. Mortgage rates usually climb too when the Fed hikes their rates. So car loans and credit card interest rates can spike as well, making borrowing more expensive. On the other hand, savers might celebrate because higher rates often mean that better returns on savings accounts and their CDs. The Fed doesn't have perfect control. Its decisions can take time to ripple through the economy. It can, it can't do much about global or supply chain events that drive prices up. But without the Fed acting as a referee, inflation could spiral and hurt everyday households and even more. The bottom line, the Fed's work may feel like it's far removed from your daily life, but its decisions directly impact your paycheck, your savings, and the cost of the things you buy. And of course, if you have any question on how it affects you and how it affects your investing, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
So yesterday was actually National Daughter Day, and you got something on Facebook.
I did.
I saw that. It was very nice.
Well, I put it up there because you guys reminded me that it was National Daughter's Day.
Well, yeah. And then I forgot about it. And earlier this morning, I got my Daughter Day Facebook post on. So,
It's funny is that I was at an event last night, and I had two guys come up to me and say, "Hey, thank you. I saw your post. It reminded me that I should post
That's
something."
Good. So you won't get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So, by the way, we were talking about the Beverly Hillbillies signing on the air 63 years ago.
Wow.
The conversation, and we couldn't think of Jane Hathaway, the character's. I couldn't think of her name. I thought Nancy Culp was her
Nancy
name.
Culp. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was in several shows, but I can't remember which
she one. Was. And she was in pull up old black and white movies. She and Alan Hale are in movies.
Really?
And, Buddy Ebsen.
Buddy Ebsen.
You know, you'd see him in old movies. You know, why, buddy? I'm gonna get you. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he was. He was with Davy Crockett. Disney stuff.
Yeah.
He's a sidekick or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you
even go further back, the guy was about 6'5".
Yeah, yeah.
And he could dance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right.
He was dancing with Shirley Temple in some movie. So.
Yeah.
And he was originally cast as the Tin Man.
Really?
Wizard of Oz.
Those people could do everything in those days.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really.
Vaudeville. Yeah.
Today is HR Professionals Day.
Okay.
Designed to pay tribute to those working in human resources departments everywhere. This day also aims to raise awareness about the role of the job.
Mm-hmm.
They hire, they fire, they handle insurance, they make employees behave properly. Well, they try.
They try.
They're in charge of letting you, making you, well, offering to you the chance to view the videos of how not to
sexually harass somebody. Yeah.
And HR people, I'm sure they enjoy that part.
Well, they often require you to do that. You have to sign the employee handbook and watch the videos. Yeah.
Because you didn't want to do anything, you know.
They play a big role. I don't know how the companies can run without somebody to handle those, a lot of those payroll and your 401k, at least getting you involved.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Involved in it, you know, so
they're working behind the scenes, as it were,
feverishly
behind the scenes, putting our
was that sponsored by SHRM, SHRM, the Society of Human Resource Management Professionals, or
just,
whatever?
Just me sharing with the public,
just you. You reach all facets
HR
of life.
Day. Okay. Thank you, Don. Have a good weekend, by the
thank
way.
Thank you. You too.
Coming up, Steve's head of the morning here.
You didn't even talk to Don about the chili cook-off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, jump in here.
Tomorrow, baby. You want to get there? We're going to start. I think beverages are going to start flowing at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. if you have that propensity. And the official bell the horn goes off at noon to start tasting. Still $5.
And where is it? Where's the best place? Where are you centrally located?
We're going to be right at Nascar Park.
Nascar Park.
Like as we have been the last few years. Yeah. We go all the way to Emporia. We go up and down Emporia St. Francis a little bit. And it's live music and fun things for the kids. And actually, if you don't like chili, we got burgers and dogs, or you do what I do. Get yourself a dog and pour a bunch of Wagon Master chili on top of it.
Yeah, there
you go. And then you're in heaven.
There you go.
There.
Yeah. Yeah. I apologize, Ted. I was doing other things. It just slipped my mind.
No, it's tomorrow morning. And it's going to be a beautiful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Beautiful day.
I am a past potentate.
You are impotent, exactly.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
All right, Don. Thanks. We'll see you Saturday. Okay?
Thanks.
Coming up top of the hour news here with Steve and Ted. Former FBI Director Comey now indicted and Congress facing a government funding deadline. That's on the way. Steve's head of the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.